The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
So what are some challenges you experienced in the development process?
The first challenge was finding someone who would help give me the intellectual property. It took me a while to find someone who was really ready to share the game with me, because new construction is not something you just want to start and say, I'm going to figure it out. You can lose thousands of dollars, right? So number one was finding the right mentor. Number two is finances, right? When you're brand new, how do you go to the bank or to a lender and say, I can accomplish everything that's on this paper? Right. So finding someone who's willing to take the challenge and the risk on you. And with me, I was very smart with it because I paid for mentorship. So I was able to show them the social proof that I knew what I was doing. And then I was able to take that to the bank and say, hey, here's my proof that this concept worked. Right. And that's what they were able to help me. So I would say finding the right mentor and finding the finances to build a project.
Yeah. When did you finally be able to break it? When were you finally able to break through on the financial part of it?
Oh, let me tell you, I think we broke through because of marketing, Instagram and Facebook. And for my first two townhomes, I document every single thing. Like, I was out there every day. I was talking about the dirt on the ground, how far the nails should be out, the siding. I was talking about everything. And my breakthrough really came after I was able to take people on a field trip of the new construction and walk them through it, the lenders, the private investors, and they was able to hear what I was talking about and able to see I knew what I was doing, and the money flows in. Now, the money is so easy to get now that I have to tell people, hold on, wait to the next project. But it took time of providing social proof. And I just wanted to speak to the millions that in your season, I tell people this, Sam, you have to appreciate your dark season, right? You know, the Bible talks about that was done and the dark shall come to light, right? And so many times we are not focused on our dark season. A dark season sometimes has a negative connotation, right? But in the dark season is where you are able to cry. The dark season is where you're able to study, take notes, learn, grow, because what happens is when you're in front of millions of people like we are right now, you rarely have time to get it together. So you have to appreciate the time where nobody knows who you are. And that's what happened with us, of me grinding, where when everybody was saying no, I was saying yes. And then I was able to come back and show the social proof of videos and the projects, and money began to flow.
Yeah,
it's just so easy right now to get funds.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
So you also have properties
yes.
in the area too. So can you talk a bit about what you're doing on that end?
Yes. Yes. So I got into rentals first. So we bought our first home in Fontaine Place over there off of Tidwell. And then we bought a duplex here in Fifth Ward. And the thing I learned about the rentals is it's a great opportunity. You have the equity play. You have the rentals, and then you have the depreciation on tax purposes, right? But along with that, it is slow money. So I realized that the rentals can take care of things when the cash flow of money coming in, but also we wanted to tap into new construction and flips. But the rentals are amazing, right? And I will say, for the people who have property managers or you overseeing the project yourself, you can be a counselor. You can be a motivational speaker. You can be an encourager. You can be a listening ear, because tenants, you're going to have some challenges and you will go through all of that. And so you have to be prepared for that as well.
What are some tenant challenges you had?
Man, so when COVID happened, people wasn't paying their rent. But great thing about it, there were certain relief programs here in Houston. My challenge is right now is because the business is growing and the company is growing, some tenants, they might not pay rent on time. They might not, they want you to call and talk with them about some challenge they're having, right? Mostly it's paying rent on time, but we do have systems in place where we charge them late fees. And then you have some tenants who try to pull on your heart to make you feel sorry for them. But you got to keep it all straight business. Like, hey, the owner of the company wants the funds this amount of time, and you just have to keep it business.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. About how many rentals do you guys have now?
20 to what?
You self-manage?
Yes.
Self-managed. So what's it like self-managing? You got the development side, you got the agent side,
yeah.
You got like those three areas.
Yeah.
What's like managing and balancing?
Yes. Everything? That's a great question. The team. I have an amazing team, Diamond and Ashley, who oversee the documents, the paperwork when it comes to the rentals or come to the flips or the new construction. My job right now is the overseer. My job is to train the team, educate the team, and send them off to oversee everything that's going on in the business. So all I do now is what I'm doing with you. Yeah. I speak, I shake hands, and I smile and hug, you know? So that's all I do right now. But the team handles everything.
Yeah, I love that. From the rental perspective, are you in one area or are you in different areas?
That's a good question. All the rentals that we have are 15 minutes from each other. So from Fifth Ward all the way to Fontaine Place is the rentals.
Gotcha.
Right. And that's a great question. The reason why I like that, because I still want to be able to touch and see and feel what's going on.
Yep.
I want to be able to drive by and just keep on going just to make sure the house is still there. Yeah.
And I think it's important for people to know that about themselves too.
Yeah.
Like if you want to invest, like everyone should not invest out of state, right?
Yeah.
So for some people it may take moving to an area that's cheaper where you can get your own stuff, your own house and your rentals. Okay. If you want that comfort.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's any problem with that at all.
Yeah.
I think it's good that you found what works for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure if you were, if you had, let's just say, the rentals in Louisiana, it would be hard to, at least visibly be able to do all the things,
find
everything if you have operations in different places.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point that out because people should reflect and figure out what their personality is and which one of those is more reasonable for them.
No, absolutely. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So as far as inventory, since I've been here, there's like new developments, community sub, it's like everywhere.
Yeah.
So from an inventory perspective, from what you think, what is inventory looking like right now in Houston?
Yeah, it's a lot of inventory, right? We went through the challenges of the interest rates being high in 2023. Now it's coming back down and people are out buying now, right? So the inventory is amazing. We have a lot of opportunities with being a developer and bringing more inventory to the marketplace. You have to figure out what difference do your product bring than anyone else, right? And a great thing about the products we are building is bringing a lot of products that do not have a garage. So it's front end parking only, and it's 100% livable square footage of the home. That's our market. That's our product. And we're doing duplexes and tiny homes. So when you really look at it, there's not a lot of inventory with what we bring into the market. So we kind of have our own product that a lot of people are not really building, right? So now, even though inventory is coming, we still are standing our lane on the product that we bring into the marketplace.
Got it. So it sounds like your competitive advantage is more livable space, but it's not the garage that nobody uses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And the price point of $335 as well.
Yeah. That's cool, man. So I saw on Instagram the other day, someone was like, basically, in other words, saying like, garages are just a waste of time, a waste of space, and that people, they showed a picture, and on the block, all the garages, all the cars were just in front of the garage,
yeah,
not even inside of the garage.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, I spoke to someone else, and he was saying, like, similar to you, it's about what gives you that competitive advantage, like what can you do a little bit better?
Yeah.
Sort of that's out there. So that's good.
Yeah, you always have to stay ahead of what's going on, right?
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.